Je m'appelle Marcel Serbu, j'ai été résistant dans les premières années de la guerre. Quand l'armistice a été demandé, j'étais encore en uniforme, j'étais aux armées.
My name is Marcel Serbu. I was in the resistance from the very start. When Pétain signed the armistice, I was still in uniform. I was an army lieutenant. For me and my friends, this armistice was totally unacceptable. When I got back to Paris, we would listen every evening to the communiques from the BBC.
J'ai entendu l'appel de De Gaulle et pour moi, il n'y avait pas de problème. C'est-à-dire que, au départ, j'avais l'intention de me rendre sur la frontière espagnole.
I heard De Gaulle's call to arms on the 18th of June 1940, and for me, the decision was simple. My first plan was to cross the border into Spain, and from there get to England and join up with the Free French forces being formed by General De Gaulle. But while I was preparing to leave, saying goodbye to my family, I met up with friends who convinced me that, no, it's not in London that the war's happening. It's right here, in France, here in Paris, where we have to stand and fight the enemy. We have to fight Nazism. We have to fight Hitler.
Nous qui étions des gaullistes, nous n'avions pas d'armes. Nous n'avions pas, comme les communistes, qui étaient armés, qui de temps en temps abattaient un soldat.
We Gaullists were unarmed. The communists were armed, and from time to time they'd gun down a German soldier in the street. But that wasn't our mission. Our business was intelligence. We transmitted everything via De Gaulle in London to the English, all sorts of intelligence, military, political, details about the way the occupying administration was organized. We had to take a lot of precautions, and we did. I never slept in my own bed. I was very careful. Up till the day when I was arrested. It was the 3rd of March 1943, at number 123, Rue de Rivoli, the house where the head of our network was staying. When I arrived and rang the bell, the door opened and a voice said, "Police, come in." A revolver was shoved in my stomach. I put up my hands and I was taken off to the police station for 9 days of interrogation.
À un moment donné, j'ai senti que les policiers français, en raison des contacts que j'avais avec eux, la COPSA,
at one point, I sensed that the French police, through contacts I had amongst them, were trying to convince me to come over to their side. When they were questioning me, they said, "You're on the wrong side because the Germans have won the war." And I said that I was very sorry, but that wasn't what I thought at all. I told them to beware, because one day I might be in their place and they in mine. I told them that the English were going to win the war, and I said that I had confidence in Churchill and I had confidence in De Gaulle's campaign.
De la prison de la santé, les Allemands sont venus me chercher et je suis allé à la prison de Fresnes où j'ai été mis au secret.
The Germans came to fetch me from La Santé prison and took me to the Fresnes prison where I was put in solitary confinement. On the door of my cell was the letter J, which meant that I was considered dangerous. I was forbidden from writing, from even leaving my cell, and I was left like that for 7 months. After that, I was deported and found myself in a concentration camp in Germany, the Sachsenhausen-Oranienburg camp. I spent 2 years there, but in April 1944, the camp was evacuated because the Russian troops were in Berlin. Eventually, the Germans fled, and the SS abandoned us. And then I returned to Paris.
Nous sommes certainement parmi les derniers de nos générations. Moi, je suis plus âgé. Je vais sur ma 91e année.
We are certainly amongst the last of our generation. I'm almost 91 years old. We're in a minority, those of us who have survived all this. We were in a minority then. We who survived are lucky. We returned practically intact. We were lucky.